Today is the 8th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you as we, well, as we twist the knob and open the threshold and step into a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And we get to do this 52 times in a year, roughly. And this is one of them. And so we have all these resets, and this is a reset. It's in front of us, and I remind us most every week of that. I remind myself of that. No matter what was going on last week, this is a new week. And we can stack day upon day upon day of good and make it a good week. And so let's do that. And one of the ways is the rhythm that we have here. Taking some time around the global campfires to step away from all that's going on. And allow the scriptures to wash into our lives and inform us and speak to us and comfort us and rebuke us and correct us. And so let's get to it. We began to read the book of 1 Samuel yesterday. And we talked about that yesterday. We will, of course, continue the book of 1 Samuel today. This week, we'll read from the New International Version. And today, 1 Samuel 2, 22 through 4, 22. Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours." "No, my sons, the report I hear spreading among the Lord's people is not good. If one person sins against another, God may mediate for the offender. But if anyone sins against the Lord, who will intercede for them?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke, for it was the Lord's will to put them to death. And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people. Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your ancestors' family when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your ancestor out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod in my presence. I also gave your ancestors' family all the food offerings presented by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me, by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel? Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your priestly house, so that no one in it will reach old age, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, no one in your family line will ever reach old age. Every one of you that I do not cut off from serving at my altar, I will spare only to destroy your sight and sap your strength. And all your descendants will die in the prime of life. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be a sign to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always. Then everyone left in your family line will come and bow down before him for a piece of silver and a loaf of bread and plead, 'Appoint me to some priestly office so I can have food to eat.'" The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. If he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling, as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision. But Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all Israel. Now the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer, and the Philistines at Aphek. The Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel, and as the battle spread, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 of them on the battlefield. When the soldiers returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord bring defeat on us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant from Shiloh, so that he may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies." So the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim. And Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. When the Ark of the Lord's Covenant came into the camp, all Israel raised such a great shout that the ground shook. Hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked, "What's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp?" When they learned that the Ark of the Lord had come into the camp, the Philistines were afraid. "A god has come into the camp," they said. "Oh no, nothing like this has happened before. We're doomed. Who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? They are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the wilderness." "Be strong, Philistines. Be men, or you will be subject to the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great, Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. That same day, a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went to Shiloh with his clothes torn and dust on his head. When he arrived, there was Eli sitting on his chair by the side of the road, watching, because his heart feared for the Ark of God. When the man entered the town and told what had happened, the whole town sent up a cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What is the meaning of this uproar?" The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes had failed so that he could not see. He told Eli, "I have just come from the battle line. I fled from it this very day." Eli asked, "What happened, my son?" The man who brought the news replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses. Also, your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken, and he died, for he was an old man, and he was heavy. He had led Israel 40 years. His daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near the time of delivery. When she heard the news that the Ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pains. As she was dying, the women attending her said, "Don't despair. You have given birth to a son." But she did not respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel." Because of the capture of the Ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband, she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." John 5:24-47. "Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings. But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Psalm 106, 1 through 12. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his namesake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. And they believed his promises and sang his praise. Proverbs 14, 30 and 31. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the scriptures. We thank you that they're a tangible thing that we can actually hold on to and hold in our hand and know that there's insight and wisdom for life. Thank you for this gift. And thank you for the gift of this brand new week that we're moving into and this brand new territory that we're moving into in the scriptures. Help us, Father, to understand and discern. Help us to gain wisdom and insight. Help us to find ourselves in these stories, that we might be changed and corrected. We pray this in the beautiful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Good morning, Deb family. It's Amanda in Nebraska, and I just want to say how much I just love this community. I love the prayers that come in. I love that we can send in requests and know that they're being heard around the world and that we're praying for people around the world. I love hearing all the different accents, and I don't remember who it was, but a lady had commented how she loves hearing all of our background noises, the animals, the, you know, whatever's going on in the background. And it does feel like we're right there with you, like we're sitting in the kitchen, having a Coke and just enjoying each other's company. It's such a unique setting and a unique opportunity that we have, I feel like, and I love it. And I appreciate each of y'all, and I pray as your prayer requests come in, and I just can't say it enough how much I just love this community. I love learning about Jesus. I love hearing the commentaries. I know I kind of sound like I'm gushing, but that's how I feel. And in a time when we can't live by our feelings, this is a feeling that I can live by and honor God and honor each of you as we lift each other up. I'm running out of time, so I will call back with my prayer request. Y'all have a fantastic day and can't wait to get on and hear everybody's voices.
This is from Treasure to Treasure, and I have asked for prayer before on this issue. And as I was standing here, disturbed in my spirit, looking out my picture windows at the property from my ancestors, the waiting time for an answer just seems overwhelming sometimes when I know how much my daughter is homesick and that I am homesick for her. And in my prayers, I was reminding our Father of all the prayers that have went up from strangers that have agreed to pray over the matter, and from my dad family praying, and from family and friends praying. And so, my dear friends, I'm just asking if you will please lift this prayer request up for my daughter's family home to be returned to her, and I'm believing for another home for my other daughter to be able to give her grandson a permanent home out here beside us. He has several disabilities, and she has a couple other kids with a few issues, and if you could just lift us up and remind the Father of our faithful prayers and our longings and desires, I would greatly covet those prayers in praying in agreement. Father God, your word says that if we pray and we believe, that we have this confidence that you hear us.
Hello, DAB family. This is Annie, and I would just like to start off with saying thank you for everyone who has prayed for my brother watching. We are asking for more prayers now. It really helps us, but we are asking for more prayers now because we don't know where he is, and the only thing we want for him is so he can return safely back into God's wings, so he can always be obedient to God forever. So me and my family would really appreciate it if more people could pray for my brother. And yeah, thank you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I am kind of new here. I have only been listening for a couple weeks now. And I just wanted to say hi. I'm new here. I really love you guys around the global campfire here. Brian, thank you. I just wanted to say, hey, I'm only 13 years old, but I really enjoy having this opportunity to be able to listen to the Bible because I don't always have enough time to read it. So thank you, and y'all are in my prayers. Thank you. Goodbye.
This is David from Norwich in the UK. I appreciate your prayers for myself and family. My wife, Penny, has had a mental breakdown approximately 4 weeks ago. She spent the last 3 weeks in hospital, and it's been a very struggle, her journey. The things she's saying, the accusations she's saying against me, making it very hard, and where we're going to go next to when the hospital bill that should be okay to come out of hospital for her to return home. I'm a full-time carer, and the pressures are just getting too much on our relationship and my well-being as well. and I don't see any way forward. But just holding on to God, but it's getting tough. And I need to make decisions, the right decisions that will help us both to get through this. So I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.